Rascal's Den is the official team store of the Quad Cities River Bandits. Located behind Section 7, the den features a full collection of River Bandits hats, game-used merchandise, and apparel, including all things Banditos del Rio. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Baseball is back in the Quad Cities, and River Bandits games are the place to be all summer long. From the top prospects on the field to a jam-packed promotional schedule, the fun never stops at Modern Woodman Park. For a full list of this summer's promotions, giveaways, and daily deals, grab a River Bandits pocket schedule or visit riverbandits.com.
Battling the Lugnuts and Mother Nature this weekend, the Quad Cities River Bandits are at Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan, tonight scheduled for Game 5 of their six-game series against the Lansing Lugnuts. However, tonight's game, which is originally scheduled for a 6:05 first pitch, is in a weather delay. There is currently no update for you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. We're still waiting to hear what the newly scheduled first pitch time will be as a cell continues to make its way towards Lansing. And although there is no rain at the moment, it certainly looks like, based on my amateur meteorology skills, that there will be some rain in the not-so-distant future. So the tarp is on the field. There are a couple of fans sitting within the lower seating bowl, but windows are closed, and it just sort of feels like there is impending rain at any moment. So we will postpone the River Bandits pregame show for tonight. Be sure to stick with us here on riverbandits.com and on social media. Follow the River Bandits on Twitter at QC River Bandits, where we'll provide updates for tonight's game as quickly as we receive them from the wonderful folks here in Lansing. Once again, tonight's game, originally scheduled for a 6:05 first pitch, is in a weather delay. We are awaiting further word as to what the future has in store tonight as the Bandits are coming in off of their first victory here at Jackson Field since 2018 yesterday. And if you were following along, then you know Mother Nature had a word in last night's game as well. It was called after seven innings, but the good news for the Bandits was they took a six-run lead in the seventh inning, and with the rain-shortened contest, the Bandits picked up a 10-4 victory. They'll look to bounce back, or rather keep it rolling, into this Saturday night contest whenever we get started tonight. The Bandits are scheduled for a 1:05 first pitch in the series finale against Lansing tomorrow afternoon, so there is some time to potentially push this game to tomorrow before the Bandits hit the road for Midland, but we're not going to speculate. We will wait and see, and when we get updates from the Lugnuts staff, we will be sure to let you know as far as when we will get underway tonight. Looks like some of the raindrops are starting to fall. I'm seeing windows closing and umbrellas coming out. So when we get an update, we'll pop back on live and keep you posted. And again, follow us on social media at QC River Bandits for the latest tonight. Game 5 of the 6-game series between the Lugnuts and the River Bandits, currently in a weather delay. We'll be right back with more, hopefully soon, on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Baseball is back in the Quad Cities, and River Bandits games are the place to be all summer long. From the Royals' top prospects on the field to a jam-packed promotional schedule, the fun never stops at Modern Woodman Park. For a full list of this summer's promotions, giveaways, and daily deals, grab a River Bandits pocket schedule or visit riverbandits.com.
Rascal's Den is the official team store of the Quad Cities River Bandits. Located behind Section 7, the den features a full collection of River Bandits hats, game-used merchandise, and apparel, including all things Banditos del Rio. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rascal's Den is the official team store of the Quad Cities River Bandits. Located behind Section 7, the den features a full collection of River Bandits hats, game-used merchandise, and apparel, including all things Banditos del Rio. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Woo! Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
To catch the latest River Bandits news, score updates, highlights, and more, follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook with the handle @QCRiverBandits and #BanditTogether.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the River Bandits Baseball Network. Kyle Kirchival with you from inside the nice and dry press box. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said about the rest of Jackson Field, which is currently experiencing quite a bit of rain. We are starting today's game in a weather delay, as you can probably guess just from that brief introduction. 6:05 was the originally scheduled first pitch time, and right now there is currently no new first pitch time. And the rain, as I say that, is only increasing. We dealt with quite a bit of rain during the ball game yesterday. In fact, it rained from first pitch to the end of the contest, which ended up being after 7 innings. The Bandits scored 7 runs, a season high for a frame, in that 7th inning to take a 10-4 lead. And after the Lugnuts went down in order in the bottom of the 7th, the tarp came out on the field, and after about 40 minutes, the game was called after those 7 frames. So the rain has been a consistent issue all week here in Lansing, and tonight it's getting us with our 2nd consecutive first pitch weather delay. Be sure to stick with us here at riverbandits.com and on social media. Follow the River Bandits at Twitter, @QCRiverBandits. We will, of course, provide any new information as we receive it from this wonderful Lansing Lugnuts staff. But as of right now, the first pitch for Game 5 of this 6-game series between the River Bandits and the Lugnuts has been delayed. There is no new first pitch time currently scheduled. So stick with us here and online, and we'll give you updates as we receive them.
Tradesmen rely on Suburban Wholesale and Supply.
is Modern Woodman Park, home of the River Bandits, it's the perfect venue for your special event. From weddings, to rehearsal dinners, to corporate functions, event spaces are available year-round, with a full staff dedicated to giving you an unforgettable ballpark experience. For more information, or to book your next event, visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Founded in 1974, Milan-based Group O is a business process outsourcer providing supply chain, packaging, and marketing incentive solutions to Fortune 500 companies. Group O is seeking talent in all divisions of our organization. Visit GroupO.com today and grow with Group O.
Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect group area for your team. To learn more about suites, decks, and other hospitality options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000. Rascal's Den is the official team store of the Quad Cities River Bandits. Located behind Section 7, the Den features a full collection of River Bandits hats, game-used merchandise, and apparel, including all things Banditos del Rio. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Baseball is back in the Quad Cities, and River Bandits games are the place to be all summer long. From the top prospects on the field to a jam-packed promotional schedule, the fun never stops at Modern Woodman Park. For a full list of this summer's promotions, giveaways, and daily deals, grab a River Bandits pocket schedule or visit riverbandits.com.
From our family to yours, thanks for 51 great years. The easy choice for new floors is still Carpetland USA. Ba-da-da-ba-da-da.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
If you're looking for the latest River Bandits news, score updates, highlights, and more, follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook with the handle at QC River Bandits and hashtag Bandit Together. Baseball is back in the Quad Cities, and River Bandits games are the place to be all summer long. From the Royals' top prospects on the field to a jam-packed promotional schedule, the fun never stops at Modern Woodman Park. For a full list of this summer's promotions, giveaways, and daily deals, grab a River Bandits pocket schedule or visit riverbandits.com.
Rascals Den is the official team store of the Quad Cities River Bandits. Located behind Section 7, the Den features a full collection of River Bandits hats, game-used merchandise, and apparel, including all things Banditos del Rio. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rascals Den is the official team store of the Quad Cities River Bandits. Located behind Section 7, the Den features a full collection of River Bandits hats, game-used merchandise, and apparel, including all things Banditos del Rio. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
We'll be right back.
Hi again, everybody. Kyle Kirchival giving you an update from Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan. Tonight's game has been postponed due to inclement weather and just overall wet grounds as the rain continues to fall here in the middle of Michigan. It will be made up tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. 1:05, the first pitch for Game 1, with Game 2 starting approximately 30 to 45 minutes after. And, of course, there's no official first pitch time for game number 2, so we will play it by ear once we get there tomorrow afternoon. The starting pitcher for Quad Cities tonight was Mason Barnett. It's pretty safe to assume he'll get the start again tomorrow, but, of course, you never know with the way schedules move around in these doubleheader situations. The originally scheduled starter for tomorrow for Quad Cities is Tyson Guerrero. So I'd say those are your two best bets in terms of tomorrow's starting pitchers. The starters for Lansing, it was supposed to be the A's number 27 prospect, Jacob Waters, today, with Blake Beers going tomorrow. That could very well be game 1 and 2 for the Lugnuts. Again, tonight's game, originally scheduled for 6:05, has been postponed after approximately a half-hour delay. It will be made up as part of a 7-inning doubleheader tomorrow. First pitch for Game 1 at 1:05. We'll have your pregame show at 12:05 and maybe even a little beforehand, as tomorrow we'll have our weekly Royals minor league report, where you'll hear from the voices of the AAA Omaha Storm Chasers, the AA Northwest Arkansas Naturals, and the Single A Columbia Fireflies. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for that report and get caught up with everything going on in the Kansas City Royals farm system. Not much going on in Lansing tonight. The rain continues to fall, and as a result, we will play 2 tomorrow. Until then, thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope to catch you for the Twin Bill starting at 1:05 Eastern, pregame show at 12:05, right here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Until then, stay safe, stay dry, and we'll see you tomorrow as the Bandits wrap up this 6-game series against the Lansing Lugnuts before continuing on to Midland to take on Great Lakes starting Tuesday. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll catch you tomorrow. Good night from Jackson Field.